Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece.
It's the rap. Hip hop.
The rap. They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Bringing voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Talking with Tessa. So, as we know, there's just so much going on in this world today, and you know, it'd be good if we can come up with a solution that will work to get us to have a unity within the community. America has had a horrible past when it comes to people of color. And the riot that happened in Charlottesville is an example of the past still haunts us. How can we come together in this world when our government assists with the hatred against people of color? Racism is alive and well today. And anything that represents hate needs to go. This includes 45, KKK, white supremacists, and any other organization that represents hate. And you can take down those statues as well. So I do want to talk a little bit about Charlottesville. It's sad when they were granted a federal permit to have their rally, when the mayor, in fact, knew that there was going to be violence. If that was something that people of color would have done, like the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, that would have never been allowed. And we know that's true, never been allowed. So it's just unfair that, you know, our government treats people of color like shit and turn the other cheek when their race, European, Caucasian race, pretty much can get away with murder. But I am glad that racist KKK white supremacists, they are actually paying for their actions. I don't know if y'all saw that the leader or the news interview where the young lady was going on the road with the KKK person. He was so, you know, he liked violence. He wanted to have more violence, how he just hated, and then turned around and started crying because he got in trouble. I think that's hilarious. So hilarious. You know, anything that does represent hate needs to go. And it's a shame that in 2017, this is what people of color still go through. And I don't know if you guys heard the reason behind the Charlottesville riot. It was for the ethnic cleansing of America. The ethnic cleansing of America. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. We're actually, people of color are the majority, but it has been flipped that we're the minority. Crazy. So if y'all want to call in and talk about the Charlottesville riot or have, you know, something else to say and talk to me, and let's get a conversation going on, you know, what we can do to help the community, to unite everyone. Let's all get on the same page so we can make a change. We need to make a difference. And the difference that came in the White House board is not what we wanted. Not what we wanted. It's just so funny that people of color saw what 45 was about. We saw his hatred, his racism, his bigotry. We saw it. But the non-people of color, not all of them, but majority who voted for him didn't see it. And I've had one non-person of color tell me that she regretted voting for 45. One. And she actually almost cried because she see what he's doing, the destruction, the hatred, the division of the people. And she couldn't. She said her hatred towards Hillary was so, so huge that she just couldn't see herself voting for Hillary. So she voted for 45. Yep, and I just want to thank all people who voted for 45 for putting us in hell, in more hell. We already been in hell. Been in hell for our people over 400 years, more than that. But, you know, the 400-year mark is what everybody go back to. And I think to myself, 2019, 400 years. 400 years is when God said that his people will be released out of captivity. I'm not like a Bible thumper or anything like that. I don't believe in Jesus Christ, but I do believe there is a God, there is a higher power. So 2019, we'll see what's going to happen. But I tell you what, right now, I see God is in the mix of things. He's turning some things upside down because in order to get to a better place, we got to go through a rough time. Well, it gets worse before it gets better, is what I'm trying to say. So, but we're strong people, so we'll endure, we'll make it through, and we'll come out on top. But that's just the kind of people we are. Crazy. Call me. Let's talk. So we'll just go and dive into the whole statue
the removal of these Confederate statues. I'm going to read this. It says, idolatry literally means the worship of an idol, also known as a cult image, in the form of a physical image, such as a statue or icon. In the Abrahamic religions, namely Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, idolatry connotes the worship of something or someone other than God, as if it were God. These statues are an idol. These people going crazy over the removal of these statues that represented hatred, bigotry, racism, white supremacy. These statues were put in place to intimidate the black race. Speaking of idolatry, that's just like Jesus Christ. You know, there should not be an image of God, of Jesus. You should not worship an image. So that's why I can't get down with the white Jesus, because we're not supposed to worship an idol, and that right there is an idol, which is against God. I just wish a lot of people will wake up to this Jesus Christ, this God. Not God, excuse me, Jesus Christ. I don't believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he was created for white supremacy. So every time you see this white Jesus, you think that, you know, white is superior and everybody else is inferior. The statues really need to be put in the museum. You know, I don't know if you guys heard that Robert E. Lee's descendants actually grieve that the statues need to be put in a museum. But yeah, we got 45 out here talking about it's removal of beautiful statues in the culture. Why do you want to worship a culture or celebrate a culture that was about hate, murder, destruction, just evil? Evil that they teach in schools. Barbaric. Just evil. Racism in America in 2017 has no place. And anyways, I do believe that after doing research and by 2050, there's not going to even be a pure race. Everybody going to be mixed. But I bet what would be so funny is the white supremacists go get a DNA test and they got African in them. They'll love that. Call me, 347-826-7648.
Let's get a dialogue going, conversation. This is Talking with Tessa. Thank you all for who are listening. This is something that's new, and I just want to do my best and get the information out. If I say something that you totally disagree with, please call me. Please let me know, you know, different. Let me know your views.
So, who all is going to participate in blacking out the NFL? I don't know if you guys saw the video of the pastors doing a video on the blackout. It was a really good video. You can go to my page, Tessa, T-E-S-S-E, Green is my name. Look me up. And it's on my page. Very, very informational. Very great clip. But the whole point is, you know, since Kaepernick sat for our rights, or what's right, then we should stand behind him.
black out the NFL. Don't buy any memorabilia. Don't watch the game. Black them out. But I did have a friend that say, if you just have to watch it NFL, just don't watch it during when it's airing, when it's this original airtime. Wait till at night when it's showing the highlights. That's what you want to see anyway, the highlights. But their ratings, their money needs to go down because they don't care. They don't care about people of color. All we are is just, well, not us, me, but the players, just a check, just some money. This world is crazy. You know, I was talking to some friends, coworkers, and, you know, I'm non-people of color. And some people just don't, they don't understand or they don't want to try to understand the purpose of Kaepernick kneeling, sitting. But what keeps coming out is, well, what I got today is why Kaepernick? Kaepernick should not have been one to sit. It should have been somebody else. And I was like, why should it be somebody else? Because he's not a good player. That is so besides the point. They want to not acknowledge the reason why, because I think it makes them feel like it's just bad. They don't want to feel the guilt of their past and their history, so therefore they don't want to admit to it. So it's just they need education. They need some knowledge. They need to wake up to what's really going on, but a lot of people won't, so I don't know. We just got to keep the conversation open, have conversation with people that are non-color, get a conversation, because as long as we talk about the issues, then we can probably get a resolution, but as long as we keep quiet, and we don't talk about it, and we keep it buried, that's not good. Because you know what they say, when you keep stuff deep down, then you're going to explode. Well, I think people of color have been keeping these feelings buried deep down, and one day we might just explode. So keep the dialogue open, talk about it. And if you're a person of non-color, go to a person of color and just talk to them, get some understanding, and have an open mind. Don't be so closed-minded. Because just because you don't go through it doesn't mean that we don't go through it. But I do appreciate the ones who try to understand. So call in. Talk to me. Let's see what we can do to get some dialogue going. Number is 347-826-7648. But on another lighter note, that I need to change the subject altogether. What if I need to do like a Huntsville Bachelorette dating? I do. That'd be funny. Who wants to date me? Call in. Let's go on a date. 347-826-7648. All right. Well, I think I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this Talking with Tessa segment up. And hopefully I'll get better at getting the message out and getting understanding and just keep the dialogue open on racism in America and what we can do to get things better. All right, well, I'm going to sign out. Thank you for listening. Great night. Bye.